Lebanon says Israel may be preparing to strike targets in Beirut to destroy guided missiles being prepared by the militant group Hezbollah. Here's Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey in Beirut.
There are fears in Lebanon that its southern neighbour, Israel, is getting ready to launch airstrikes on the suburbs of Beirut. The south of the city is Hezbollah territory. The suburbs are densely populated Shia enclaves that butt up against the city's airport. Israel's Prime Minister told the United Nations last week that the Shia militant group was developing guided missiles at three sites near the airport.
Hezbollah is deliberately using the innocent people of Beirut as human shields. They've placed three of these missile conversion sites along Beirut's international airport.
It's no secret that there are plenty of Hezbollah missiles hidden in Lebanon, but they're basic and inaccurate. Israel is particularly concerned about these sites because the missiles can be aimed. Lebanon's Foreign Minister, Gebran Bassil, denies that Hezbollah missiles are being kept near the airport.
The Prime Minister of Israel uses the tribune of the United Nations to justify another violation of UN resolution and to justify another aggression on a sovereign country like Lebanon.
Beirut-based analyst Professor Sami Nader says an attack by Israel on Beirut is becoming more likely.
It's like laying the foundation of possible military intervention.
Hezbollah is armed and funded by Israel's arch-enemy, Iran. Israeli jets have been attacking its fighters inside Syria, but that's about to become much harder because Russia is giving Syria a sophisticated surface-to-air missile system called the S-300. These weapons are more likely to down Israeli fighter planes. The Lowy Institute's Roger Shanahan is not so sure that airstrikes are imminent. Flagging attacks in a public speech just isn't Israel's style.
What Israel tends to do when they believe that their security is threatened, they take unilateral action. So I don't think information operations campaign is unnecessarily a precursor to a strike against Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. If they think they're serious enough, they've tended to strike them in the past, and Hezbollah has kind of tended to also understand that. I think this is part of a broader information operations campaign designed to put pressure on Iran as the major backer of Hezbollah.
The pressure on Hezbollah isn't just from Israel. The UK Conservative Party has flagged that it may soon ban the group's political wing, making it harder for Hezbollah politicians to travel or raise funds. This is Adam Harvey in Beirut for The World Today.